Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story of this hour. Cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested even in the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of power outages, road closures, and blizzards. And St. Lac County Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health System, it's PCUPS, Prostate Cancer Understanding Prevention and Screening Program. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb Region. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimating that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection, so education remains critical in improving outcomes. And at approximately 5:33 p.m. yesterday, December 3rd, 2025, a call came across the Huron County scanner for a car fire located at the corner of Berry and Atwater Roads, south of Bad Axe. WLAW News arrived on scene at approximately 5:47 p.m. and was able to capture the event. As more details become available, we will keep you informed. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news. National coverage of U.S. climate policy has intensified after a major economic study on climate damages was retracted by the journal Nature due to methodological flaws, prompting economists to emphasize that although the specific projects were unreliable, the broader body of evidence still shows significant long-term economic risk from unchecked warming. And in our international news, Russia reported that its economy grew modestly in October compared with the previous month, while at the same time facing continued sanctions, pressure, and uncertainty over long-term growth prospects amid ongoing military operations in Ukraine. And that's been your local, national, regional, and international news, along with your obituaries and weather, which you can get anytime from thumbnet.net.